4 HKX mobile.
Lauren, Patrick, W2JKT, how's it going?
Pretty good this morning, how are you?
Just woke up a little too early this morning, got off to an early start, but just head down 85.
At least you won't have to deal with traffic, hopefully. Won't be too much in the way.
Now I'm, let's see, where am I? I don't even know, 78 south. It's, pretty clear.
Just saying, hopefully it stays that way. Have you heard anybody else this morning?
KN4, TSW Mobile, good morning.
What?
Hey, Patrick, yep, going pretty well.
Cool up here this morning.
Better too. I've got 44 right now.
Hey, right here at 290 by the house.
92 right now. Anchor out and drag as much as I can with me.
All the way to Anderson.
Got a sick dog. I need some ideas. Way on Wednesday, and she was doing good, and then all of a sudden she was, you know, walking and going to the bathroom and everything, and then all of a sudden she got to where she just won't eat no matter what you offer, and she's got the runs, but she acts like she needs to go and just can't go to me, but you know, she just sits there and sits there, and it finally just gives up and moves on. And that she did drink a couple of licks of some chicken broth this morning, but I'm kind of at a loss.
I need to get her in as soon as possible. That could be an infection.
I was going to say, I'd be calling the vet today.
Vet yesterday, and they gave her some, you know, medicine to sprinkle on her food and some medicine that I give her in a syringe-like thing in her mouth because she was throwing up a little bit and, you know, and she just got the bad runs and that, but doesn't appear to be helping any.
Calling the vet back this morning, first thing.
Good on this one.
She acts fine, other than that. I mean, she moves around good and everything.
A thermometer you can get her temperature with?
No.
Hands on one real quick this morning. I would at least try to get her temperature to see if she's got a fever.
The temperature at? I mean, she doesn't feel, you know, hot.
You take the temperature in the rectum.
An anal thermometer for a dog. You're looking, normal temperature for dogs like 102.
Got one of those. Orange barrels on the sidewalk over there by the Culvers. I hope they ain't going to be working on Wade Hampton.
Putting something in there where the old D&D used to be between Zaxby's and the car wash.
Saw where we're supposed to be getting one of them restaurants out of North Carolina called Biscuitville.
Pretty good. I've eaten there a couple of times. There's one in, I think there's one in Asheville, and then there's one in, I think they have one down in Greenville, actually.
But I've never eaten it once.
When we take the back way up to Raleigh to my sister-in-law, I think they said, the article said they're building one in Duncan and one in Greer, and that'd be a good spot for it probably, although it'd be hard to get in and out of.
That's impossible because there's no parking anywhere near it.
About that one on University Ridge.
But I just been there just one time. We ended up having to park in a garage some distance away and pay a ton of money for parking.
Bottom floor of a high rise. It's a different name. This one's more like a Hardee's or something like that.
Done. Hey guys, have any use for a 6-meter beam?
I think I do right now. I just got a ham stick for 6.
Back into the office today because a friend of mine from Seneca is meeting me for lunch and he's bringing me my 6-meter beam from the old house finally, but I don't have anywhere to put it up. Courtney's definitely not going to let me put that up at her house, and so I was thinking I would just, you know, give it to somebody.
I have anywhere to put it up right now.
Yeah, so it's quite large.
It's like my radio's broke.
Four HGX, yeah, just coming up out of the hole over here.
Traffic got a little thick there for a second. I'm at coming into Greer, I guess.
DFW. Yeah, just checking everybody's still okay.
Yeah, my one day in the office this week is the only day I'm going in. I've got construction going on at the house the rest of this week, so I'm going to be staying home to babysit that.
Renovations done, or are you adding on?
I built out back. In the backyard, just, it's kind of on a slope, so we're having a 16 by 16 foot, you know, area of it leveled, and we're going to put a concrete patio out there, and I got myself one of those Uni pizza ovens to put out there. Hopefully that's going to work out pretty well, but yeah, I just wanted to upgrade the outdoor space a little bit. Enjoy more time at home rather than going out everywhere all the time, so, save some money in the long run.
As expensive as it is to go out anymore, it's definitely better to stay home.
Truth, last time we took the kids out somewhere, it was like $100 for all of us to eat. It's like, you know, why we keep doing that?
And for these restaurants and places like that, but, man, it's getting to where you just can't afford to go.
You know, the restaurant industry goes through these periodic death spirals where stuff gets real expensive and then, you know, people quit going and a lot of them, you know, go under or whatever. But, you know, the last time we went to it wasn't even that nice a place. You know, it was a couple of pizzas, maybe an appetizer, a dessert, some drinks and stuff, and, you know, $100 worth of tip and everything. So it just gets to where, you know, why do you keep doing that? You know, 2-3 times a month, you know, that's like almost a car payment.
Well, guys, I'm going to have to jump over to 285. I'm losing the 610 coming into the black hole up here.
Roger, QSY.
QSY.
KO4HX, QSY to 285.